Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Daniel. Welcome back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with one of my favorite folks on the planet, Dr. Judith Glaser, CEO of Benchmark Communications, the creating chairman of the Creating We Institute, the expert, the galactic guru on conversational intelligence. And that's what we're talking about right now. Judy, thank you for joining us. And thank you for your CE, your CI work is being recognized around the world, isn't it?
We now have 2,500 people, leaders, coaches, consultants, in 75 countries.
And I'm glad to say that when I met you, it was a gleam in your eye.
It was a flicker.
And you and I were talking about it. I'm glad to say that I was part of the, and in fact, I'm going to take credit for a whole lot of this myself. I'm just kidding.
I was thinking in the break that you're not the small, in my mind, you're not the small business advocate alone. You are the big business advocate of big ideas. So,
well, I knew you were onto something because I knew that if we don't find a way with all the great things that we can create, if we don't find a way to learn how to have a conversation in the digital age that is productive, that is tolerant, that allows for love, that has room for trust, if we don't do that, we're not going to make it. E.F. Schumacher, in his book, Economics as If People Matter, he said, we're on spaceship Earth. We're passengers on spaceship Earth. You know, we got to take care of this thing. And we've got to take care of each other.
Right.
And conversation, humans do it with conversation, don't we?
Yes, and this is a fascinating thing. The brain changes radically when we turn to somebody that we're uncertain about and we say, what can I do to help you? Which is what you're talking about, is how do we help each other get to the next level? And when that happens, something switches in the brain. In the prefrontal cortex heart connection, it's called compassion. And when we hear compassion, our bodies know it. We've been throughout history, we've had 10,000 billion years of trying to get to compassion so that we can support each other. And it's taken a lot of falls. We fall down a lot. We try it again. We fall down.
But there's one really important thing in what you just said. What can I do to help you? Mm-hmm. You and I don't have to completely agree on everything for me to say that and mean it with a glad heart.
Right, right.
We could be as diametrically opposed politically as any two people can be.
Right.
Still love each other. Still want to help each other because politics isn't everything.
Mm-mm. And in fact, politics gets better when we ask that question.
Even if you and I never change our political stripes, it still gets better because I have to bring this term up, and I do it all the time. You and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. The word I love and the one I'm devoted to, the term is intellectual honesty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Intellectual honesty means that I'm willing, I'm tolerant enough that if I had to, I could take your argument and make it, you could take my argument and make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would be that open, not to wind up with it. I wouldn't wind up thinking like you, but I could go over and take your side because there's got to be something in there that I like.
Right. And to not spend our time beating somebody else's idea down in order to be positionally important.
Right.
Because that is old, it's ugly, and it leads to war. And we want to hug each other. I have a client whose company, Mitchell's, grew. It's a clothing store because they hug their customers. How do we hug our enemies?
Oh, yeah, Jack Mitchell. He's a
Jack
member
Mitchell,
of my brain trust.
Yeah.
He's been on the show 100 times.
Oh, well, I'm going to see him this week because
here's a hug from Jim Blasingame.
I will do that. He'll love it. He'll love it. He'll absolutely love it. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we launched all of his books here on the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, I have to tell him that. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Hmm. So I have to get you. I'm going to be doing, can I say this? I want to get you interviewed. I don't know how many people get a chance to interview you because you interview so many people, wonderful people. But I want to bring you in. I'm doing a TV show on WeIQ, which is something new that we've created.
I'd love to be part of that.
Yeah, because you have a way of finding these amazing people and pulling up wisdom in the world and making it available to everybody. So
what do we do? How do we make – what's the first thing that any one of us could do to promote conversational intelligence?
You can buy the book and
you need to understand how it works. That's right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if right now I don't have the book, we're about to go off into Thanksgiving, right? Into the holidays.
Yep.
So what are and we're going to be around Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally and they're a real pain.
Yep.
How do I deal with that?
So I'm going to give you a couple things. We call these conversational essentials. That means if you do these, your world starts to change. With all the big ideas in the world, this is what sits under all the big ideas coming to fruition. And the first thing is that you realize, leave yourself open to be influenced by other people. Some people go into fight, and then they're not even listening to the other person. So being open to influence, that's hard for some people to do,
mm-hmm.
but it starts it off. It primes the conversation for trust and openness. And priming is something that happens in your brain when our chemistry shifts because we've said, hey, I'm going to be open to this person, even if I don't know them or I'm not sure about them. I'll forget the uncertainty for a minute and just be open to influence. And now you step into the next things that people can practice. The first thing is listen to connect, not judge or reject.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Yeah,
this is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead.
Okay, listen to connect, not judge or reject.
I love that. Hey, Judith, hold on. I got to take a quick break.
Yep.
Can we talk about the speed of life today and how it's affecting conversational intelligence?
Oh my God.
This is a big part of what's going on right now, folks. It's affecting our conversations. It's affecting our ethics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.